step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
There's no need to fear. Underdog is here.
That's right. It is time for Silly Underdog Picks. It's all presented by Volunteer Hose and Gasket and Superbook Sports, rated number one sportsbook. Download their app today. Chase McCabe, Derek Mason at the Murphy Center here at MTSU as the Blue Raiders will take on Chattanooga later on tonight, the 50th anniversary celebration of the Murphy Center. And now we say hello to the panel. I know Chris might be a few minutes late, and we're waiting Kelly Holcomb as well, but we bring in George Plaster, who is on the line with us. And Plasmo, how we doing?
Chase, I'm good. Hello?
Yes. Okay, well, we just hung up on George.
Yes. So
there,
we got Kelly?
That was good. We got Chris.
Chris?
Nick, you're going to need to hit the button twice to lock it in, and that's how you keep everybody on.
Hey, on guys.
It. Well, how are you?
I'm doing splendid. I'm doing outstanding.
That's good. Derek is sitting here watching the MTSU basketball players warm up, and he's wondering when they're going to throw him a ball.
Yeah. I want to get down there. I want to get over there and dunk.
He's ready to hoop it up.
Man, I'm ready to hoop it up.
Mason can't touch the net.
Man, are you crazy? I got game. I got game.
I've seen you shoot before.
I probably don't have game like them. But I get game.
I bet you had some game like them back in the day, though.
I can hold my own, man, but my knees are too bad. My knees are too bad right now.
Is George back or is that Kelly?
I guess neither one of
them.
It's George.
Okay.
Oh, there we go, George.
I don't have names on my screen. I'm flying blind here. I don't know what we're doing. Anyway, sorry that you got hung up on. No worries there at all. But, yeah, we're at MTSU. And, George, I have a feeling you've called a few games in this building before.
You know, I have. Chase, sorry, but I don't really know what happened. First of all, Merry Christmas to you guys and to all the listeners. You know, I was thinking about when I heard you were there. I actually saw Magic Johnson play in the NCAA tournament. I think it was 1979. I was a student at Vandy at the time, and I covered his team played Lamar University, and then Tennessee and Notre Dame played in the nightcap, and that was one of the great moments in that gym's history. And there have been some others. MTSU had a run of three NIT games in a row at home. Georgia, Boston College, and Tennessee, and I want to say it was 1989. The thing I've always marveled about that facility is you look at it, it's 50 years old, and it's in incredible shape. They've done an amazing job with the upkeep of that facility.
Yeah, they have. And we're actually just talking to a gentleman that's with the company that puts the glass in, and you know, they obviously technology's changed, but they got glass that'll tint itself if the sun shines on it. But I mean, it's such a cool facility. So cool to celebrate that. And you know, I've been walking around the campus a little bit. I was looking for the statue. I saw the one of Coach Donnelly. I was looking for Kelly Holcomb's statue, and I haven't found it yet.
In a garage somewhere.
Well, the statue business can be a very dangerous thing because birds enjoy statues.
All right. The commissioner is preparing for the game tonight, so he is not with us. So once again, I have to fill in for the commissioner. So without further ado, let us review. Last week, we picked two NFL games. Derek Mason had the first pick. He took the Bucs, +3.5 against the 49ers. It was not meant to be with Tom Brady and company, as the 49ers took care of business, destroyed them, so he did not get any points and gain on Chris Sanders.
Ooh, that was cool.
Oh, well, that's what happens.
Chris, speaking of, was next up, and he took he did. He took the Rams plus 6.5 on, I think that was a Thursday night game against the Raiders. Baker Mayfield making his first start for the Rams, had just joined the team 2 days earlier. They come from behind, end up winning the game. So 6.5 more points for Chris, who extends his lead now with 107 points on the year.
Man, I'm just giving them all. That's all that counts.
Yeah, you're doing something. I was next up, and unfortunately for the Titans, I went against them. I took the Jags plus 4, and the Jags were all over the Titans, so
congrats,
I get 4
Chase.
Points. It doesn't really matter. I'm still in last place, but
give me
I'll
those
take
points,
it.
Then I take them.
No, I'll take it. I mean, look, it's fine. It's whatever. Kelly Holcomb goes with the Cleveland Browns plus 5.5 against the Bengals. Joe Burrow had never beaten the Browns until that point, and well, didn't work out for Kelly.
Well, Kelly went with his heart.
He went with one of his former teams.
Exactly, and that didn't work out too well for him.
And then George Plaster had the final pick in the first round. He takes the Vikings plus 2. The red-hot Detroit Lions continue. Dan Campbell has that team just playing great football. They get the win over the Vikings, so no points for George.
Yeah, who picked for me?
Oh, yeah, that's right. It wasn't you. It was Corey Curtis of News 2 that ended up calling in and picking.
Tell Corey I would have taken Jacksonville.
Yeah, well, they were already off the board.
They were already off the board, yeah.
So that was the problem. So then Corey picks on the turnaround. He takes the Jets plus 10 against the Bills.
Oh, wow.
That didn't work either, George.
They were close.
Thank you.
Kelly takes the Carolina Panthers plus 3.5 against Seattle. He does win that one, so 3.5 points for Kelly Holcomb in that pick.
That's right. Go Panthers.
Go Panthers. I was next up. I did not believe in the Eagles flying. That was a mistake. I go with the Giants, the G-Men plus 6.5. That didn't work out, so I go 1-1 on my picks, and that's why I'm still in last place. So
yes.
Eagles continue to fly. And once again, Chris Sanders has the next pick. He takes the Chargers, the next opponent for the Titans, plus 3.5 on Sunday night, and guess what? He won again.
He got a double win.
That's how he gets the 107. So he wins again. And then finally, D-Mace, and he almost got this one.
Man.
Almost got this one.
It was big.
The Texans, plus 17 against the Cowboys. They were leading towards the end, and Dallas leads a comeback and ends up winning that game. But oh, so close.
And all the while, I was saying, damn.
Yep, that is exactly what you were saying,
man.
For sure. So the standings are as follows. Chris Sanders running away with it with 107 points. Derek Mason with 89.5 in second place. Kelly Holcomb has a nice hold on third at 65.5. And then George with 50.5 in fourth. And I'm bringing up the rear, 47.5, 3 points back of the director.
Uh-huh.
The picks will be as follows this week. Chris Sanders will have the first pick, followed by me, Kelly Holcomb, George Plaster, and Derek Mason. And Derek Mason will have the turnaround. We do have bowl games to pick. So we will pick bowl games up until December 24th, Christmas Eve, which will be MTSU taking on San Diego State in the Hawaii Bowl. So that's where we will go with that. We will make the selections.
Hey Chase, yeah. did Willie tell you that I'm going to have to do what everybody else has done? Nobody else really cares about the program either, so I'm going to have to bail.
Yes, he did tell me that. Your excuse has been noted and approved. And so, Kelly, we wish you the best and hope you have a great weekend.
Hold on. Did he give you picks? Did he give you my picks?
He has given those to Nick, our producer. So
actually,
he'll
no way. Okay. There's no way I have them.
Oh, well,
you
he was supposed to.
Well, text them to us. Text them to Nick, I guess.
Please
well,
do,
Nick's
Kelly.
Number.
Yeah, well, Nick.
I'll text you.
He'll text
me
you.
And I'll send them to you.
Okay.
All right.
There you go.
See y'all.
All right. Later, Kelly. We'll come back with the picks coming up next here on Silly Underdog Picks. Chase, Willie, and D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3 the game. But It's my time to tell you about Hair Club. You've heard me talking about them, and I, you know, it's noted that as I've gotten older, I have the power outages upstairs, and I love my hair, I love my look, and I wanted to do something about it, so that's why I called Hair Club. Hair Club, no matter what the problem is, whether it's restoration, regrowth, small problems, big problems, they got you. They have the answers for you. So all you need to do is very simple, is go in for a free consultation, and they'll help you out with whatever your hair situation may be. Hair Club has a solution for you. So all you need to do is fill out the form at hairclub.com/chase, that's my name, hairclub.com/chase, to schedule your free consultation. And they'll also give you a 10% off anything you happen to purchase because I sent you there. Or you can text Chase, C-H-A-S-E, to 694-247 and get started today. It's Hair Club. You're going to love it. Chase, Willie, D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Chase McCabe, Derek Mason with you. Silly Underdog Picks presented by Volunteer Hose and Gasket and by Superbook Sports. Without further ado, let's get to the picks. We'll have one round of college bowl games through December 24th, and then one round of the NFL. And first up will be the leader in the competition with 107 points,
yes,
Chris Sanders.
All righty. There's a couple of good bowl games, but I think the one that really, 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 really stands out with me is I'm going with Florida over Oregon State.
Who's bad?
You know, I was just looking at that. I had a feeling. Florida, a 10-point dog without a bunch of players.
Uh-huh. How many players are they losing?
Don't worry about it.
You picked it. Now. You should know that.
You should know that.
Florida, UConn.
No.
Anthony Richardson's not playing. He's going to the draft.
No, but I was.
No,
yeah.
You ain't study. Hey, listen, Chris. When you don't study for the test, and you know you walk into the room and the teacher give a test, you can't say, "Oh, hey, teacher, hold on, teacher, don't get a test today." Nah, should have studied, Chris.
But I just circled C.
Well.
Too bad for
C's get degrees.
Exactly.
That's how I made it through MTSU. What's up, Murphy Center? How we doing? Good to see you. Florida, a 10-point dog against Oregon State in the Las Vegas Bowl.
We still going to win. How about it?
Which you can hear that Saturday right here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game.
There you go.
That leads us to yours truly, Chase McCabe.
Behold the king. The king of kings. Your knees, dog.
All right. I am going to go with the Frisco Bowl at Toyota Stadium in Frisco, Texas. Give me North Texas plus 10.5 against Boise State.
Didn't you learn from me not to take North Texas?
Clearly not.
Wow.
I mean, clearly not.
No, I know you did.
So, whatever. You know.
Hey,
good pick.
It is good.
Thank you. That brings us to Kelly Holcomb, who had to step away, and he has sent his picks to Nick Kieser.
Nick. Scan a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Tighten up.
Well done. Well, in place of Mr. Kelly Holcomb, I'm going to take BYU over SMU.
Okay.
BYU plus 3.5 in the New Mexico Bowl against SMU.
Yeah.
All right.
They still got Eric Dickerson?
They do not.
Oh, okay.
They do not. That leads us to George Plaster.
Come on, George.
Hey, Chase.
Hey, George.
Did I hear you say that Anthony Richardson is preparing for the NFL draft?
You did.
Oh, he should not flatter himself. You know,
or he's transferring. I don't know what he's doing.
I just don't hear teams out there going, "Oh my God, we're Anthony Richardson away from being in the Super Bowl."
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, he's preparing for the draft. I don't get it.
Well, great. Good luck on that. I'm gonna go with UConn in what the hell do they call this thing? This is the Myrtle Beach Bowl.
Yes, it is. UConn, a 10-point dog against Marshall at Brooks Stadium in Conway, South Carolina.
Boy, I bet that'll be exciting.
Will you plan to watch that?
No. No, I won't.
He will not. And finally, Derek Mason. If you could see his face right now, I mean, he loves this every time.
Oh, man, I love this song. I love this movie. Goodness, man, I can watch this on repeat all day.
Puts him in a good mood.
Man, oh, man. All right, you know what? I was a little worried because, you know, I thought either you were going to pick it, Chase, or George would pick it. But neither one of you guys picked it. We're here in Blue Raider country, and y'all didn't pick the game? I'm taking the Blue Raiders.
Okay.
Taking the Blue Raiders.
MTSU.
They're playing in the Hawaii Bowl. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm taking the Blue Raiders.
MTSU is a 7-point dog against San Diego State in the Hawaii Bowl. I was talking to some folks here from MTSU earlier. They'll be leaving soon to go to Hawaii and get ready for that game. So
absolutely.
Derek goes with the Blue Raiders. Derek will have the first pick now in the NFL.
Boom. I'm going to take a page from Chris, and I'm going with the L.A. Rams and Baker Mayfield.
The L.A.
They are a 7-point dog against Green Bay, I believe.
That is true. They are on Monday Night Football. Riveting stuff for Monday Night Football.
Absolutely.
Rams plus 7.
Baker Mayfield
versus Green Bay.
And Baker Mayfield we trust, okay?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
They trust him, all right.
Absolutely.
That brings up George Plaster with his NFL pick.
Oh, I'd love to say I was better prepared for this, but I wasn't. So, what the heck? Let's go with Tampa at home. They've really impressed people.
All right. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
They are 3.5-point dogs. Versus the Bengals.
There we go.
The only offense in the league duller than Tampa is us.
Hey, I thought you were going to default to your team, George, the Commanders.
I know. They're a favorite, though.
Oh, yeah, they're a favorite this week. that's a problem, yeah.
All right, that brings up Kelly Holcomb. Nick Kieser picking for him.
All right, fellas. I think the best one of these picks that Kelly gave me, I'm going to have to go with the Baltimore Ravens over the Cleveland Stinky Browns.
The Ravens, a dog, if I can find it. They are a 3-point dog on the road at Cleveland. That's a good pick.
It's basically a pick-up.
Yeah. That brings it to me. Why not? Give me the Dolphins plus 7 against the Bills.
Ooh, I don't know if Dolphins can do it up in that cold weather.
They've been practicing with the air conditioning.
Oh, my goodness. Seriously, they've been practicing with the air conditioning. That does not simulate cold whatsoever.
No. That leads us to Chris Sanders with his NFL pick.
I am going to go with the Jacksonville Jaguars over Dallas Cowboys.
I looked at that one, too.
I knew you were going to do that. Jags plus 4. Jags are plus 4 against the Cowboys.
Let's go.
All right. Let's review the Silly Underdog picks presented by Volunteer Hose and Gasket and Superbook Sports. First up in the college bowl games, Chris Sanders going with Florida, a 10-point dog against Oregon State in the Vegas Bowl. No Anthony Richardson either. I'm next up. I take North Texas in the Frisco Bowl, plus 10.5 against Boise State. Kelly Holcomb, who had to step away, has Nick Kieser picking for him. He takes BYU, plus 3.5 against SMU. And I forget the name of that bowl, but who cares? George Plaster is up next, the Myrtle Beach Bowl. UConn, plus 10 against Marshall. And then Derek Mason. We're on the campus of Middle Tennessee State University at the Murphy Center. He takes the Blue Raiders.
Let's go Blue Raiders.
Plus 7 against San Diego State in the Hawaii Bowl. Then
but
in the NFL.
Him just being a big suck-up.
Yeah, of course he is. And not Ryan suck-up. And then in the NFL, Derek has the first pick. He takes the Rams, plus 7 on Monday night against Green Bay. George Plaster up next with the Bucks, plus 3.5 against Joe Burrow and the Bengals. Kelly selects Baltimore, plus 3 against Cleveland. They are at Cleveland. I take the Dolphins, plus 7 at the Bills. And Chris Sanders closes it out, plus 4 for the Jags against the Dallas Cowboys. And as Willie always says, gentlemen, good luck.
Chatter. Yeah, whatever.
Why isn't he here?
He is preparing for the game tonight at morning skate.
Oh, good Lord. I mean, come on. Who's he fooling?
Nobody.
Hey, I wish all of y'all bad luck, okay? I hope y'all lose every game. I'm just saying.
Derek, I appreciate your honesty.
George, you will appreciate this. You'll appreciate who our next guest is. Somebody that you and I have had dinner with.
Billy Ocean.
Really?
At who Jimmy Kelly's. Be?
Hey,
it was
not Herm Edwards.
Yes. It is Herm Edwards.
It
is Herm Edwards. He's
really
going to join us coming up next. Yep.
Okay, you tell him I said hello.
I will. I will do it. Guys, have a great weekend. We will do it again next week.
Yeah, whatever.
You take care, Chase.
All right. George Plaster, Chris Sanders, Kelly Holcomb, the Silly Underdog Picks presented by Volunteer Hose and Gasket and Superbook Sports. We will come back with the coach, Herm Edwards, from ESPN. We'll talk to him next. But first, D-Mace has a word on Cool Springs MD.
And yes, I do. Even when I'm in Murfreesboro, people, I'm still going to tell you about Cool Springs MD. Men, over the years, more men have started to seek help for hormone deficiencies and imbalances. And Dr. Jeffrey Lodge, along with his wife, Daphne, and that experienced staff, give men the treatment required to improve their quality of life. Cool Springs MD services have already helped many men of Brentwood, Nashville, and the surrounding areas in Tennessee with improving their immune systems, cognitive functions, energy levels, and more. They are there to connect you with the medical care you require to have a healthy and enriched life. There's no better time now to achieve a healthy lifestyle. Men, do what I did. Go and make that appointment. Here's the number, 615-486-3458. Don't wait, 615-486-3458. And you can even go to their website to do so at CoolSpringsMD.com.
Tune into this Sunday's NFL Game of the Week on 94.9 The Fan. This week's game will feature the Dallas Cowboys against the Jacksonville Jaguars at noon. The NFL Game of the Week is presented by Red Spirits and Wine in Bellevue and Superbook Sports, voted number one sportsbook in Vegas. Download their app today. Back here, Chase, Willie, and D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Chase McCabe and Derek Mason live at the Murphy Center at MTSU. And excited to say hello to somebody that's been on with us quite a bit over the years, Herm Edwards of ESPN. The coach joins us. Coach, how you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. Kind of interesting, National Football League.
Yes.
Last 4 weeks. There's some big games this weekend.
No, no doubt about it. And, look, I know that you're excited to be talking about it with your colleagues at ESPN, but when you look at this Tennessee Titans team, and everything that they've gone through, losing the last three, the GM gets fired in the middle of the season, even with a winning record and ahead of the division. What's kind of your thought on the Titans right now?
Well, they're still, they're still a good football team. The problem has been tough for them to score points throwing the football, right? I mean, you know, they're built to run the ball, play good defense, which they've done, but they've fallen behind in some games, and all of a sudden they have to play the catch-up game. And that's kind of not their deal. You know, they want to dictate the possessions of the game and take time away from the opponent by running the ball and that. It's good when you're ahead, but when you're behind, it hurts you.
As a coach, you've been through difficult situations. I mean, you were coaching the Jets during 9/11. There's distractions that happen, over the course of a football season. But when the guy responsible for drafting the players and signing the players gets fired mid-season, and it's kind of a head-scratching move by all of us, you know, how much pressure does that put on the head coach to keep his team motivated, to keep his team from getting distracted, and go out and win these games?
Well, I think this team, they have an identity of how they play. You know, and we can say all that stuff, you know, GM gets let go, and I think, you know, we all kind of... The Philly game might have really brought it out.
Right.
When you watch how a certain guy played, right? And I'm not saying that was the case, but there's some underlying factors. But I think players, you know, the one thing about players that I like about them, they know how to just put stuff in boxes. Go ahead, look. Mm-hmm. We're trying to win a division. We understand what happened there. That has nothing to do with how we got to play. We got to start winning some games. We don't want to enter the playoffs losing. You know, you want to win games going into the playoffs.
Now, Coach, how tough is it? Because you just spoke of the Titans, and everybody understands what their identity is. I think everybody understands it across the NFL. They want to run Derrick Henry. They want to play really good defense. They want to play physical and bully ball with you. But when you can't do that as a head coach, how difficult is it during the season to try to turn to something else?
Well, you can't. Mm-hmm. That all sounds good in fantasy football. Well, I can trade these couple players and be somebody else. You are who you are, guys. Mm-hmm. We got a month of football left. You think you're going to change who you are in a month? You can't. Now, you got to be more efficient in how you play and in how you do things. You know, their big deal is this. They stay ahead of the chains on offense. So they can get into a lot of third and fours, third and threes. They can convert it. Either you can throw a short pass or you can run the ball. When they don't play good on first and second down, this is what coach has to preach to them, we get in these third and long situations. We're not built to play like that. That's a problem, right? I mean, that just becomes a problem. And the defense knows, look, we got an offense. If we could take the ball away once or twice, give them some early, give them some possessions, that all helps. They have a formula. You can't all of a sudden say, hey, you know what? We're going to spread out now and be four wide. Really? You're going to do that? The players, the first thing the players are going to say, man, coach, you're panicking. That ain't who we are. We've been playing this way for the last 3 years. We've been playing this way since you've been the head coach. Now we're going to change.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that, Coach. Now, you have the distinct pleasure of not only being a player, being a defensive player, but also being a head coach on the NFL level, coordinator, then a coach on a college level, head coach on a college level. From a defensive standpoint, how frustrating can that be? And we've seen it across the NFL year after year where a team is built so heavy on their defense that if their defense don't come out every game and play at a level that is at a winning level, then they're going to lose. So how frustrating can it be for a defense like the Titans when they've been so good, but it seems like the offense isn't giving them enough help?
Well, it's tough in the sense, and you make a great point. Offensively, when you're turning the ball over or you're going three and out, that becomes a problem. Mm-hmm. Even if you don't score, and you go on a 8-9-play drive and the defense can rest, defense good. Punt the ball. I've always said this in football. The only way you give the opponent the ball is kick it. If you kick it, you're good. Every time you kick it to the opponent, you're good. But you don't want to turn it over. You don't want to do those things, get a defensive short field, because that becomes a problem. And, you know, players are human too. You know, they look at certain things and go, man, I mean, come on, guys. You know, and it happens. But this team has great chemistry. They know who they are. Coach does a good job of keeping that all, you know, just relax. Problem is, you know, they sit in a division where Jacksonville is playing a little bit better. I don't know if Jacksonville catches them. I think Tennessee's going to win the division. But the key is this. When you come out of the division, mm-hmm. look at the people you're going to have to play in the playoffs.
Yeah.
There's some high-scoring teams, right?
Yeah. No, you're right about that. We're talking with Herm Edwards, former NFL coach, former college coach. You can catch him now on ESPN. Talking ball. Now looking at the landscape of the AFC, Coach, we see a sort of a resurgence of the Chargers, who is the next opponent for the Tennessee Titans. They're getting healthier, and you know this just as well as anybody else knows it. If you can get healthy toward the end of the season, that makes it better for your team. But how do you see the landscape of the AFC moving forward?
Well, you mentioned one team, the Chargers. They're getting better. They have a very talented quarterback in Herbert. Their receivers are well, getting healthy. We saw them last week play and went, wow, when these guys have all pieces. Eckler, we know, is a great back. Their defense does a good job of taking the ball away, and they do some good things. But when you look at the conference and you look at the West, it's Kansas City, right? Mm-hmm. And the Chargers are trying to, you know, maybe get in there as a wild card. Look, they got four games left for Chargers. If they can get to 9, they're probably going to get in. The Raiders had a chance, and then they fell apart against the Rams. You look at the Titans are going to get, can the Jacksonville Jaguars figure it out? We'll see. Cincinnati and Baltimore, I think Cincinnati is a team right now that is headed in the right direction. I mean, they're a team that continues to get better every week. I think Cincinnati actually wins the division. Then you got Buffalo, Miami, and the Jets, right? New England, you know, they're kind of hanging around there, hovering. But it's interesting because Miami has to go on the road again. They got to go play Buffalo. And we're going to see if this thing travels. Last 2 weeks, they've lost on the road. The Jets is a big game for the Jets, I think, in the sense that if they want to get a wild card spot, they got to beat Detroit this week. And that's a tough out. Mm-hmm. I think the Buffalo Bills are going to win the division. So those are the teams I'm kind of looking at when you watch this thing unfold the next 4 weeks.
Coach, of the top three teams in the league that I would say would be the Eagles, the Bills, the Chiefs. I'll say those three, the three favorites to win it all. Which team do you trust the most to make a deep run in the playoffs?
I'm a little bit biased on this guy. That's a bad question to be asking a former Eagle, right?
Exactly.
you coach the Chiefs.
Well, yeah, but I played for the Eagles for 10 years.
Oh, man.
And I coached the Jets, too, but you know what I'm saying? So I couldn't go back to Philadelphia if I don't pick the Eagles. At least you didn't ask me about the Cowboys. You know, if you asked about the Cowboys, you'd get a whole different conversation.
That is true.
I've got to take the Eagles because I do think this. I think when you look at how they play, they're very complete. Very complete. And I think the key to this is the quarterback, the insurgence of the quarterback, how he's gotten better. He's in some talks now of being one of the guys, maybe they can win the MVP, rightly so, because of kind of what he's done and how he's improved throwing the football. You know, so I'm going to say I like the Eagles. The 49ers are a team kind of lurking.
Yeah,
it'll be interesting this week. Purdy has to go on the road and play Seattle and then has to turn around and play Washington. These next two games will be a good test for him offensively as a quarterback.
Yeah, and I ask you that question because I was curious where you would take it, but I look at Kansas City and they have Mahomes, which obviously you know what he is as a franchise quarterback, but Andy Reid and the experience that he has as a head coach – going back to Philly and now with Kansas City, it just feels like the Chiefs are never going to go away.
No. Well, here's one reason. They got the best quarterback in the universe.
Yeah.
I mean, look, guys, make understand this. When you have a quarterback, I mean a good one. I mean, and there's probably 10 of them in the league that are really good. I mean, that can just take the game over, right? And you're never out of the game. Well, when you don't have one of those guys, the field's 150 yards long. It's just a longer field. It's just harder. I mean, The only thing that when you look at Kansas City, and I've said it, they play loose with the ball. The ball's on the ground a lot. And when you play good teams and you give teams second and chances because you turn the ball over, that could come by and they could come back and bite you in a tough game. That's the only thing about the Chiefs. Is they're loose with the ball.
Yeah.
The runners are loose with the ball. They fumble the ball, and they got the most fumbles in the National Football League. They're just loose with the ball.
Yeah, Coach. Can you say that same thing about Buffalo? Because Josh Allen has been, making uncharacteristic turnovers as of lately, and you wonder, is it because of the elbow or is it because something else?
Well, you can speculate the elbow has something to do with it, but I just think that he gives you the comfort as a coach and you can fall into the trap. He can throw you out of anything. He can throw you out of a bad series of plays because his ability to throw the ball and then his ability to run. I worry about him. He's got to be a smarter runner and know when the journey's over. He's in the air too much. Mm-hmm. He jumps in the air too much and falls down. I mean, you know, he's a quarterback. He's very talented, but you got to protect yourself. You got to protect him from himself. They need, in my opinion, and the weather will dictate this to him as well, because they got to play outside. But you know, he can play outside. He can throw the ball outside. They got to run the ball. They got to run the ball a little bit more because he gets you out of bad situations. I mean, guys, they're in 3rd and 13, and when he goes back, you say, well, they're going to convert it. 3rd and 13, and 80% of the time they do because the guy throws one and he runs around and he makes this crazy play. You know, man, look at this guy's arm talent. But you can't keep living like that.
Now, Coach, you enjoy just mentoring men and teaching men, and you've been doing it basically your whole adult life. What's next for you? Is it just ESPN, or are you just going to take it day by day?
No, it's ESPN because okay. I've got a great platform to talk about the game that I love, and I'm giving back to the game. And I enjoyed my time at Arizona State. A lot of those kids, and become men. And the great thing from that is...
Oh, did we lose him?
Oh, don't tell me lost her.
Coach, you still with us? There we go.
With a diploma.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, with a diploma. That was important.
Okay.
Yeah, no doubt. Coach, I'll ask you this on the way out. You know, I'm blessed every day to sit next to Derek Mason, great wide receiver in this league. Was he as mouthy when he played your teams as he can be sometimes?
Well, you know, them receivers like to talk. That's just kind of their personality. You know, because they're so far away from the ball, they never huddle.
So we got to talk to somebody.
The corners that talk.
Yeah, the corners like to talk, too.
I know. I play corner, right? And, you know, I just covered Drew Pearson, and we had a dialogue for the whole 3 hours. Right, that's what they
do. Coach, it is great to talk to you again. We will do it again very soon. Glad to see you back on ESPN, and hope you have happy holidays. All right, that is Coach Herm Edwards joining us from ESPN. Always enjoy our conversations with him. We'll react to some of the things that he talked about with the AFC and the NFL as a whole. But can you make your parlays pop this holiday season? Win some money from Vegas with weekly parlay bonuses from Superbook Sports. If you place a 3-team football parlay, Superbook will give you a $10 bonus voucher. That's your holiday bonus courtesy of my friends, my official sportsbook, Superbook Sports. Rack up the wins and earn some holiday cash by betting parlays with Superbook. Download the Superbook Tennessee app and place your parlays today. Looking at things on Sunday, I like the Vikings -4. I like Baltimore +3 at Cleveland. I think that's a good one. And finally, I said it in Silly Underdogs, give me Miami +7 on the road at Buffalo. It's that simple, a 3-leg parlay. And go win some money. Visit superbook.com for terms and conditions. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-889-9789. Chase, Willie, D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. We're live at the Murphy Center today. We'll talk to Chris Massaro, athletic director for MTSU, at 1:30, as I believe that's him down there walking around on the court. They get ready for the 50th anniversary celebration of the Murphy Center tonight against Chattanooga. Appreciate Coach Herm Edwards from ESPN for joining us. Always enjoy the conversations with him. So how would you answer this question of the top three teams, Philadelphia, Buffalo, Kansas City? Who do you trust the most going into the playoffs?
Buffalo, Kansas City.
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia. Oh, wow. That's a tough one. All right, let me Buffalo, I like Buffalo. If the road to the Super Bowl has to go to Buffalo, as it seems it will at this point, then I trust Buffalo the most.
Interesting.
But if they have to go on the road, I'm not quite sure I trust them as much. Because their defense, as good as we may, and them not having Von Miller, I think that's going to change some things for them. But I just think if they have to play away from home at any point because of the injuries on the defensive side of the ball, because Josh Allen has shown that he will make some mistakes uncharacteristically in moments that he shouldn't, i.e. the red zone, you don't see Patrick Mahomes making those mistakes. You don't see Jalen Hurts making those mistakes. Because even though Patrick Mahomes knows he has a great arm, I think he's learned that I'm not going to put my team in a position to then lose points if I'm in the red zone. And it just seems like for some reason Josh Allen has done that as of late. So that's the team I trust the least.
Buffalo?
Buffalo.
Yeah.
And then are you saying just to get to the Super Bowl or win?
I'm just saying, yeah, the whole run, whatever the run may be.
Winning
just,
it.
Who do you trust the most?
You know, I got to say, as much as I love Patrick Mahomes and as much as I think, you know, there's not anything Patrick Mahomes can't do, but Patrick Mahomes can't play defense.
Sure.
And they still have trouble at times running the football. So that leads me to saying the team that I trust the most is the Philadelphia Eagles. Because see, Philly can do both. They can run the football, they can throw the football, and their defense is opportunistic. And if the road through the Super Bowl has to go through Philadelphia, I can't see a team like Minnesota or the Dolphins or San Francisco going into Philly and beating them. So Philly's the team that I trust the most.
And I understand why you say that. To me, it's still Kansas City because of Mahomes and because of Andy Reid.
Yeah,
they have
the
experience. They have the skins on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they haven't gone away. They've been battle tested, and I think sometimes you see a team like Philadelphia that's so good and just running away with the league, and everybody's thinking, "Oh, this is they're destined." But what catches up to them is the head coach doesn't have the experience and the quarterback doesn't have the experience. And here's my example of that. Now, Andy Reid had experience with Philadelphia, got them to a Super Bowl, went to five NFC championship games. I get all of that. But think about the first time in the AFC title game they face Brady and the Patriots and they lose because it's the first time Mahomes has been through that.
Mm-hmm.
That was important.
Yeah,
and that was one of those you had to lose to learn how to win.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wonder if Jalen Hurts is not in that boat. Granted, he did a lot of winning in college at Alabama and then Oklahoma. But I just wonder if that lack of experience does catch up to them at some point.
Well, you're absolutely right. You know, it's who do you take? Do you take the most talented team across the board, or do you take the team that does have talent, and more importantly, they have talent, uber talent at the quarterback position, but, you know, or vice versa. Do you take the team that say, Philadelphia has all the talent but no experience, and they have more talent than Kansas City, but you take Kansas City because the head coach and the quarterback, but they don't have as much talent than the Philadelphia Eagles. Which team do you take? I mean, that's – so do you always lean – a lot of times people lean on experience over talent. I do believe last year's playoff game for Jalen Hurts was meant a lot to him, for him. Had he not been in that position last year, I don't think he would be doing the things that he's doing this year. And with the ability to get this team to the playoffs and win multiple games in the playoffs, because now he has that experience of being in the playoffs and getting, you know, basically beat down. But he has that experience as a quarterback. It's not like he's walking to a new situation where he's never been before. A.J. Brown has experience. Devontae Smith has experience. So they have guys that has that experience going into the playoffs, albeit one game for those two guys in particular, not A.J. Brown. But I can understand what you're saying when it comes to Kansas City. They've been there. They've won it. They're battle-tested. And they understand that, listen, if we do indeed meet up in the playoffs, in the Super Bowl, then because of our experience from the head coach to the quarterback and some of their players, we should ultimately win the game.
Last 30 seconds. A team that, not the big three, so Buffalo, Philadelphia, Kansas City, I would say is the big three. A team that you think could possibly mess things up.
For either one of those?
Yeah, to win the whole thing.
Oh,
they
could, the
could make
thing.
A run that maybe people aren't paying attention to, and they should.
You know, that one's tough because I would say one team, but this team is not in the playoffs as of yet, and that's the L.A. Chargers.
Yeah.
Because the L.A. Chargers are getting healthy at the right time. They got the two playmakers back on offense, and they're getting guys back on defense. If they find themselves in the playoff, I wouldn't want to face them or the Detroit Lions.
Yeah, Detroit is interesting. I think Dallas is scary.
Uh-huh.
I think that defense is pretty darn good.
But I consider them one of the favorites, though.
Yeah, you know? But I don't think people are talking about them to the level that they are with the other three.
No, you're right.
That could be it. Coming up next, Willie's going to join the fray. We'll talk to Elliot Friedman of Sportsnet, Hockey Night in Canada, the 32 Thoughts. That's all coming. Chase, Willie, D-Mace, 125, 106.3, the game.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.